The following podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California. Welcome to the 4.0 Pod with DJ Non. I'm so excited to have you here with me, where I'm diving into how to keep a 4.0 in the midst of a very busy college life. Balancing the academics and social life of college can be a pretty hefty task. And in this podcast, I'm breaking down how to maintain high grades and just be an overall high achiever at the college level. So please dive in with me in the 4.0 Pod. Welcome to another episode of the 4.0 Pod. Today I am joined by a very special guest, not only an amazing person, but also just so happens to be my mother, a lifelong educator with a long 25-year teaching career. So much experience, so many stories, and I'm looking forward to getting to know a little bit more, because we haven't actually talked about her education background that much. So this will be fun for me to not only learn, but also provide some great information for those students out there listening right now. So first off, Mom, Andrea, how are you doing?
Hi, I'm doing fine.
Really great to have you here with me today. So first off, I just want to hear how it is you got into teaching and what that has been like for you.
When I was a child, I always knew I wanted to be a teacher. I used to come home from kindergarten telling my mom I wanted to be a teacher when I grew up. So as I got older and went through different grade levels, I kept changing what grade level I wanted to teach, or maybe what subject I wanted to teach. But I always knew I did want to go into teaching.
So funny story, actually, my mom is my kindergarten teacher. So how long did you teach kindergarten?
I taught kindergarten for the majority of my career. I think I spent about 12 or 13 years specifically teaching kindergarten. And then I had 3 or 4 years where I was doing kind of a kindergarten, first grade combination kind of class.
Whenever people ask me who my favorite teacher was, I'll always say you, just because technically I did have you as my first teacher. So I always have that as a fun memory. So after teaching kindergarten for that long, what was the next grade and how was that transition for you?
Teaching kindergarten worked out really well while you and your brothers were growing up, because for about 10 years of that, I only worked until 12:30, so it was a really good balance for also being a mom. But I had always promised myself I would go back and do my master's degree at some point. So in 2014, when I'd been teaching for about 16 years, I decided I would go back to school and do my master's. And when I thought about what I wanted to do my master's in, I decided to do my master's in special education, because I had always liked working with the students who were struggling. And once I came out with that degree, I kind of moved briefly into middle grades for about 3 years, where I was teaching students that I had as kindergarten students. So it was a special experience. But then ultimately I moved into the high school setting, actually, and I've been doing that for 6 years now. So it was a big change to go from elementary general education to go to high school special education.
Absolutely. So a lot of experience at different levels, of course. So something that I was wondering in terms of being on the side of teaching, what do you notice in terms of a quote unquote successful student? The success, like, obviously can mean different things, but like the students that you feel like are learning and are part of like the environment, and you think they're getting something away from being in the classroom, like what are the similarities across those grade levels of the kids that, you know, do you feel are finding some level of success in the classroom?
I think one thing that matters the most across the board, especially if you remove what's happening in the home life, I'd say that it's being connected to adults at the school site. So the more that we as educators are able to build genuine relationships with students, the more we're able to get students to connect with us, the more they're willing to engage in the process, in the learning, get involved with things, and be more successful. And I'd say if we want to think about home, it definitely benefits students to have a home situation where parents and guardians do, you know, value education, have high expectations of them, and have given them some like good foundation and, you know, moral compass and those type of things. But that's not always what we're getting in the educational setting. And that's not to say that those are the only students who are successful, because sometimes students may come from a home environment that is not ideal, but they're still able to succeed when they have those trusted adults in the school site.
So like that's something that I actually referenced in one of the earlier episodes with this podcast, is that like asking questions, like how like teachers for the most part, like they do want to help you. And I think a lot of, you know, kids can think at times they don't want to like burden their teacher with like questions and stuff like that. And that's something that I've really emphasized in earlier episodes. I actually dedicated a full episode about asking questions and how important that is. So can you speak to that and like why that is so important in terms of students, like why they should ask questions?
Well, I mean, if students are just quiet, you're never going to really know what they need. And the more things they ask, the more involved in the process they actually get. I mean, I tend to make students really comfortable. And so I encourage students to ask questions and I'll kind of, you know, draw that out of them. But students who are like very motivated to create, you know, their own opportunities for themselves, by asking questions is like how they're going to end up creating opportunities and finding out ideas about how they can move forward and be successful.
Absolutely. I've tried to echo that as well, but it's obviously better coming from an actual teacher, not just a student. So also with you having the master's, you are also a lifelong student, a lifelong learner. What are things that help you when you're on the side of being a student and you're trying to learn something that you can pass on?
It's funny because I'm actually taking a college class right now. It's a graduate level class. It's through UC Berkeley Extension. It's offered to teachers who already have their credential and obviously have, you know, already have their degree. And it had been about 10 years since I'd actually taken a class. So it was kind of a lot to take on, actually, because it is a graduate level class. It's about social emotional learning and the importance of social emotional learning for students and also for the adults who work in the school sites. So what I've had to do to be successful in that class is like show up to the live sessions, pay attention, participate in the breakout rooms, do the readings, like stay on top of my assignments. I mean, it all kind of comes back to you. I love reading. I love learning. And we can always improve and grow. Even if we've been doing something a long time, there's always something more to still learn.
One thing that I echo and made me think about it when you were talking was like, and another episode that I had earlier in this little series is like half the battle showing up. So it's like by going to the live sessions and just being a part of it, it's like half of the job is like already done for you. And I feel like thinking back to San Juan High School is where I went to school and where you're currently teaching. That was for a lot of those kids. It's like if they just show up and they're in the classroom, then that like solves a lot of the, you know, issues for them.
It's funny because this class only has a live session like every couple weeks. And the way the live sessions fell, they fell on like days that we were traveling. So I joined one live session from a KOA campground. I joined a live session from the balcony of a hotel. I have another one coming up where I'm going to be in a hotel. So the beauty of the online learning is you can join class from anywhere.
Absolutely. So if you had to think back to like a favorite, and it might be hard to put your finger on it, but like a teacher moment or a moment where you really felt like, wow, this is like really what I've wanted to do. And like it all kind of like came together. Maybe you didn't have that exact thing happen to you, but like if something sticks out to you as like a really like wholesome, like teaching moment where like you really felt like you loved and like you were doing this all like for that reason. Like one of those moments where like, oh, this is why I'm a teacher. Like when people like coaches, for example, are like this, like they coach basketball to like, you know, be with the players and like win the championship and just experience it. Like when did you have like that moment with teaching?
There's probably been several over the years, but on the spot thinking about it, there's actually literally something that happened this week. I do after school tutoring in my classroom, and I had a guardian reach out to me about a student that needed some support, and the student started coming in for after school tutoring. And to not make this too long of a story, freshman student, D's and F's in all their classes, had only been with us since January, so 3 months, was at a different high school for the fall semester. But I started working with him and I felt like something was up. And so I did a bunch of digging and asking questions, and I figured out that this kid actually had an IEP and was supposed to be in special education. And we didn't know. No one had told us when he got enrolled. And so he had not been receiving any services. And like literally on Thursday of this week, after having only met him on Monday, I've got like everything in place to meet with his guardians like next week and get services in place for him. And it's like, that could have just totally been missed, and he could have gone on through the rest of the high school like not getting the support he needed. And so I was like, I figured this out, like that's gonna save that kid. So
That's perfect. Yeah, no, I didn't even know you had that story lined up. That complete coincidence, but yeah, that absolutely fits what I was asking. So with your master's in English that you got with, you know, your college work, how do you feel like that helps on the day to day?
Okay, so my undergraduate degree is in English, and then my master's is in special ed. But interestingly, working as a special ed teacher in high school, we do a lot of co-teaching, and I have been put in every type of class. I've supported every type of science class, math class, everything that I'm not even super good at. I've brushed it up and been able to do it. And this year is the first year that I actually was able to get paired up with an English teacher. And so I am two periods a day working with an English teacher. So it's like there's two of us in there that both have English degrees, and like I'm doing something actually that comes naturally to me and that I'm good at. So it's been really fun helping the students, you know, improve their writing and things like that, because I have a lot more to offer the class because it's an area that I'm stronger in. Whereas if I'm like working in a science class, it's like I just need to listen to the lecture and try to learn so then I can like try to help the students. But being in English, it's like, hey, I'm actually doing something with my degree finally after all this time.
Also, like working with students of like all different backgrounds and coming from all different types of places, what do you feel like? So take like a more like shy, introverted student, for example, and they have a harder time making the relationship with their, you know, teacher, because that we pointed out that that's like one of the most important things for their academic success. For those students, like, what do you think they can do? Maybe not all teachers are going to be, you know, making an active effort. They might be there just to clock in and clock out. So what can those like more introverted students do to still achieve that success in the classroom?
If an introverted student is having a hard time connecting with the teacher, or if they're in a class where there's, you know, one teacher, not a lot of opportunities to connect, the best thing they could do is try to connect with another student so that they have, you know, a learning partner in that way. Because it's hard to just be going solo like that. It's nice that the classes that I work in, there's two teachers in there. So it makes it a lot easier for students that are quiet. Like I can just kind of get over near them with proximity, talk to them, get them engaged a little bit more. But if you're just, you know, quietly in a class, not wanting to ask anything, like try to use your peers. That would be the next best option, I think, you know.
Absolutely, I couldn't agree more. And I know you don't do interviews and stuff like this often, so you think you're doing a great job. Just wanted to say that. My last question before we get out of here is, if you were speaking it can to a large group of people, and it was all students that wanted, you know, our target audience here is the 4.0 pod, so people that want to achieve good grades, what would be your one piece of advice to them if you haven't covered it already?
Their one piece of advice of how to achieve good grades?
Or just academic success, because sometimes it's not all about grades necessarily, it's just that academic success.
I think with younger people, there's such a tendency to be distracted by technology these days. So making sure that when you're in the classroom setting, like you're actually making the most of the learning opportunity that's there. and attending the lectures, listening, asking questions we already talked about. I think there's also a tendency to try to like, okay, what's the smallest amount of reading I can do to like get through this assignment? But, you know, the more you put in, the more you're going to get out. So attend class, do the reading, try to collaborate and work with other students, try to ask questions to your teacher, like we said. And if you do all those things, there's really no reason that you're not going to have success.
Absolutely. Couldn't have said it better myself. Thank you again for joining me today on the 4.0 pod. It has been a great episode, and I'll be back here for episode 7. Thank you.